Now we're going to do an exercise in watching our own thoughts. In ACT therapy, this one is often referred to as leaves on a stream, but of course, this type of practice is not unique to ACT therapy. That just happens to be the type of therapy that I use. But lots of different therapies use this exercise. So before we get started, let's just take a minute to get ourselves into a comfortable position. I always find that the best position for me is sitting upright in a chair with my back supported and not overly rigid. So still comfortable, but upright. Sort of dignified, I think, is a good way of describing it. You can place your hands on your lap or by your sides, whichever feels more comfortable to you, and put both feet on the floor. And then close your eyes if you feel comfortable doing so, or else just focus your eyes on something neutral in the room, something that won't keep distracting you. Again, I find myself that I focus much better. I can do mindfulness or meditation a lot better if I've got my eyes closed, but that's not the same for everybody. And this exercise can also be done lying down, though do try to stay awake if you can. And if you find that you've dozed off by mistake, that's absolutely fine. You can always do the exercise later when you're feeling a little bit more alert. So when you're ready to start, all you have to do is follow the sound of my voice. So in this exercise, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination again. I want you to imagine that you're sitting on the bank of a stream or a river somewhere. This could be a stream or a river that you know well, maybe one you saw in a book, or a movie, maybe just one from your imagination. So I want you to really see yourself there, sitting on the banks of a river, and imagine that there's a tree overhead. And this tree is just beginning to shed its leaves, and as the leaves fall off the tree, you can watch them falling into the river below you. So I want you to just notice your thoughts for a few moments. You have millions and maybe billions, I don't know how many, of thoughts every single day. And sometimes we pay a lot of attention to our thoughts, sometimes we ignore them completely. But the chances are, you're always thinking, because this is what people do. The same way fish swim, people think. So the next time a thought pops into your head, imagine you can somehow take that thought and place it on one of the leaves and watch it flow down the river. You might be having thoughts right now that say something like, what are we doing? I think I better shut this thing off right now. This is crazy. So those are all thoughts too. But every single one that pops into your head, just place it on a leaf and watch it flow down the stream or the river, whatever it is you're visualizing. So let's do this for a few minutes. What thought just came into your head? You don't have to say it out loud. Just hear what your mind said to you. Take the thought, put it on a leaf, and watch it go. You might notice that some thoughts are particularly tricky, or I call them sticky. You know, the kind of thoughts that just won't let go. They just don't want to disappear down that stream. And no matter how many times you place that thought on a leaf, maybe that's one of those sticky ones that just keeps reappearing. That can be really annoying. But that's the way thoughts are. And in fact, that's just our mind trying to keep us safe by reminding us of all the things we have to do, or trying to remind us not to make so many mistakes in the future, or telling us maybe something we've said is stupid, or we should be better than the guy who sits beside you. Of course, this busy mind thing, I think, can also be really exhausting. And a lot of our thoughts aren't really that helpful. Many of them are just our mind being busy and overactive, and this just doesn't feel very restful. In fact, I can't get to sleep some nights because my mind is so busy with all these kind of thoughts. And maybe you're a person that finds it hard to go to sleep or get work done or concentrate, maybe even on having some fun with your friends, because your mind is so busy just doing its job. So people sometimes might tell you, just stop thinking. But of course, if you're a human being, you've probably found that's not that easy. So let's go back to our stream. My mind just gave me a load of thoughts right now. And so I'm going to place those on a leaf and watch them go right now. just like in a real stream. Sometimes the water goes fast, sometimes it's a little bit slower. And just like on a real tree, depending on the time of year and what the weather's like, sometimes the leaves might be falling down fast and furious and being carried away quickly by the stream. And then more are falling so quickly again, maybe it's hard to catch them and place them on the leaf before the next one comes flying out. Sometimes the water moves quickly and carries away the leaf, or sometimes the water might be staying still, stagnant. Your thought is just there, looking up at you, not moving at all. This is all okay. But each time a thought pops up, no matter how big or small, no matter how easy or how difficult, just place it on a leaf and watch it go. This isn't an exercise in making difficult thoughts or feelings disappear, because it turns out that's not actually possible. But what we can do is give ourselves a little bit of space from our thoughts by doing exercises like these. So take another few moments right now, seeing yourself sitting there. Each thought that pops into your head, placing it on a leaf and watching it go. We don't have to chase these thoughts. We don't have to hold them too tightly to us. They're just thoughts. This is just what people do, we think. Our thoughts might be right, they might be wrong. Maybe it doesn't matter. Sometimes they just are. So we don't have to believe every thought that pops into our heads. We can just watch those thoughts sail down the river. We can observe them. Sometimes you might notice the same thought just keeps on coming. No matter how many times that happens, just place each thought on a leaf and watch it go. Maybe sometimes you might think, oh, I have no thoughts right now. Well, guess what? That's a thought too. So place that on a leaf and watch it go. Or you might notice your mind is wandering. So notice where it's wandered. And then take that thought, place that on another leaf too. And if your mind keeps wandering, just keep bringing yourself back to that place on the banks of the river, watching your thoughts, placing them on a leaf, and letting them flow on down the stream. And just keep doing this. Anything that pops into your head, any thoughts, judgments, evaluations, anything, pops into your mind, just put it right on that leaf and watch it go. You might sometimes start to ask yourself, how are you doing? You might start noticing other things, like the sound of my voice, or maybe there's an echo, or maybe there's some noises where you are. Whatever is happening for you is just fine. But anytime you start to notice that you've wandered or that you're not putting your thoughts on the leaf, on a stream, watching them go, bring yourself back to the same place on the riverbank. Every time you notice that you're not there. Sometimes you might notice you're fighting with your thoughts. Sometimes you might be right there in the river with them. When that happens, that's okay. Just pull yourself out of the water, hop back up onto the bank, dust yourself off, sit yourself back down, and start again. This takes practice. We are used to believing every single thought that pops into our head as though it were an absolute truth, a scientific fact. That's how we hold on to the things that our mind gives us. But of course, plenty of the things our mind tells us, plenty of that is not true at all. Sometimes thoughts are just thoughts. And this is the kind of a practice that takes a lot of time, but I think it's very worthwhile to do because most of us get so wrapped up in our thoughts. And maybe some of them will later on turn out to be absolutely correct or totally incorrect. But all the same, they're just thoughts. They are not the whole of us. They can come and go. They don't have to define us or change what we do in each moment. They're just thoughts. And I wonder what difference would it make to you or to me if we could take a step back from our thoughts. What would it be like to be an observer instead of right there, knee deep in our thoughts, right there in the river with them? I think most of us would find it quite helpful to be able to step back, just to be an observer of our thoughts sometimes. And maybe when we can take a different position and stepping back instead of being right in there with them, maybe we might decide not to take any action at all and just watch and see and let our thoughts go down the river. Or maybe we might decide to take a completely different action, one we never noticed was possible before. Now take another few quiet moments, putting any last thoughts that are popping into your head. Putting them on the leaf, putting the leaf on the stream, and watching it go. When you're ready, let's leave the river, the trees, the banks, the leaves, let's leave that behind. Open your eyes. Bring your attention back to the room around you. I always like to have a good stretch, so do that too if that feels good to you. See if you can sit with this for a few moments. See what that felt like. And notice how you feel now.